This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. Hunting season is underway, and I've been exploring the area that I've moved to in the Columbia Basin of eastern Washington. Some people call it hunting. Others call it going for a walk with a shotgun. But it's been a lot of fun. I found some new places, a couple that hold some pretty good promise. Haven't harvested a whole lot of birds yet, but the first northerns are coming down from Canada, and I think that things are going to be changing soon. Definitely looking forward to the heart of the season and hunting with folks like my son and my best friend. Another hunting season that's going on in a lot of parts of the country right now is elk hunting season, and that's why Gary Lewis, that very well-known outdoors writer and the host of Frontier Unlimited on TV, is going to be joining us with some really good advice to help you tag out on a bull elk this fall. Another guest we'll have on today is Stephen Paul. He's that Tennessee musky fishing guide we've had on in the past. He just won an award for a lure he developed called the Titan Junior. A year prior to that, he came out with the Titan, and it's kind of a jerk bait, but it looks very unique, and it operates in a very unique way, too. And this lure is not only going to work for musky, it's also going to work for pike and for walleye and bass, so you'll want to pay attention to this segment when we have Stephen on. Our third guest today, that would be Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity. This is a nonprofit organization, volunteer-driven, that works to keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. Alan's going to explain more about how that works, and we're also going to let you know about some events that are happening this weekend in North Carolina that they are involved in, as well as some future events coming up around the country. Before we talk to our guests, though, let's share some outdoors news, and let's start off doing so with one of my favorite segments.
It's record fish time.
We're going to start off in South Dakota, where there's a new state record walleye that's been caught. It happened October 27th. The angler in question is Aaron Shuck out of South Dakota. He was fishing walleye at Lake Oahe and pulling a WNC Reaper crankbait when he got the fish on. He had a lot of line out, about 187 feet, so it took him a while to get the fish in, but when he weighed it, it turned out to be 16 pounds, 8 ounces on a certified scale. Also measured 33 inches long, beat out the previous state record by 6 ounces, and that walleye is going to be a wall of Aaron's home because he took it straight to the taxidermist, and I don't blame him a bit. That's not the only state record to tell you about. There's a new catch-and-release steelhead record that was caught out of the Clearwater River in Idaho. Now, I can tell you, the Clearwater River in north-central Idaho is known for really big steelhead. They have a bee run of summer steelhead that can get up to 20-plus pounds, and this fish was even bigger than that. From Idaho Fish and Game, we learned that the angler caught it, and I'm going to butcher the name here, Kyria Kos Panayotoy. He hails from McCall, Idaho. He was fishing a fly with a two-handed spey rod on October 6th. He had about 120 to 130 feet out when the monster fish hit. Now, not only was he using a spey rod, he was using an old-school Hardy Perfect reel. And according to Kyriakos, it didn't do much in slowing it down for quite some time, but he eventually got it in. Now, the catch and release records in Idaho, they're all done by measuring. And this fish measured 41 inches long, a full 1 3/4 inches longer than the previous catch and release record that was set in 2021. And if you're wondering how rare this fish is, well, Clearwater Fisheries Manager Joe DuPont says in a typical year, the number of steelhead in the 40-inch range is less than 1% of the run. So this was a pretty special fish indeed. Is there a record fish waiting for you out there? There's only one way to find out. Go fishing and see if you can hook one.
Congratulations on your new record.
Turning to professional bass angling news. Congratulations are in order to Patrick Lechest, won his third National Professional Fishing League victory, this time on Lake Lanier, with a 3-day total of 57 pounds, 5 ounces on the season finale for this tournament fishing circuit. Walters, like much of the field, was keying in on the vast amount of brush that Lake Lanier has to offer, but the big difference in getting bigger fish to bite each day and surviving the local pressure was targeting piles with a larger group of fish than normal. According to Walters, you had to find brush with a lot of fish, and they had to be set up right within. Usually, they didn't get set up until later in the morning. It was really hard to trick 5 or 10 bass, but if you found a pile with 20, you could get them to compete for it and bite. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And if you've been out hunting and you're not satisfied with the performance of the rifle you're using, well, upgrade to a rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. They've got all sorts of great rifles for deer hunting, elk hunting, small game hunting, and more. And you can check out the entire lineup at henryusa.com. You're going to find that these great looking rifles are all made right here in America. That's a great thing about Henry Repeating Arms. All manufactured in the USA, not imported from other countries. These rifles are all rugged, they're all accurate, right out of the box, and they've got a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. So, get the rifle you deserve. And your first stop is henryusa.com. Check out the lineup, look for an authorized dealer near you, and go get yourself a Henry for the holidays. You won't regret it.
It's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
Stories of poachers, scoundrels, and other ne'er-do-wells, so if you see someone committing a criminal act on the water or in the field, turn them in. It's the right thing to do.
Also from Wired to Fish, we've got an update about that infamous walleye cheater, Chase Kaminsky of Hermitage, Pennsylvania. You may recall that he and his partner were busted at a walleye tournament at Lake Erie after they stuffed the fish with weights, and the tournament director cut those fish open and showed the world for what those two cheaters were. Well, now Chase Kaminsky's been charged with multiple counts of deer poaching between 2013 and 2021. According to a complaint filed by the Pennsylvania Game Commission, they were contacted by an individual that knew Kaminsky, and he ratted him out. And during an investigation of his home, wardens discovered 5 mounted bucks that had been tagged under another person's name or killed at night or out of season. Kaminsky doesn't sound too smart. You know, most people when they commit a crime, they try to hide the evidence, but he actually had it hanging on his wall. Wow. Kaminsky was charged on October 23rd with 2 counts of unlawful killing or taking a big game, 3 counts of unlawful taking possession of game or wildlife, and 2 counts of unlawful acts concerning licenses, along with a violation in tagging and reporting big game kills. And Kaminsky's in other legal trouble as well. He still has charges pending from a case in February of this year where he and his son, Caden Kaminsky, were charged with conspiracy to commit forgery when they attempted to pass counterfeit $100 bills in a bowling alley in his hometown of Hermitage. It all goes to show that cheaters never prosper, and Mr. Kaminsky, you really are not the smartest criminal. And that's why you, sir, are walking our trail of shame.
Shame, shame on you.
Finally, have you ever wanted to go to Montana and go on a buffalo hunt? Well, you can purchase lottery tickets for a chance to do so on the Blackfeet Reservation. Every 3 weeks from now until February 28th, there's going to be drawings, and you can buy tickets for $10 each. You can purchase up to 20 tickets, and this lottery is open to all hunters. That means tribal members, non-members, Montana residents, and non-residents. Now, if you win, you have to pay the Blackfeet Fish and Wildlife Department $2,500 within 1 week of the successful draw to secure the hunt. If more than 250 chances are sold through the lottery, the license will be free to the winning hunter. Successful hunters can keep the bison's head, hide, and meat to enter the drawing. Go to the Montana Fish Wildlife website. You'll find it at fwp.mt.gov/buy and apply. Again, that website, fwp.mt.gov/buy and apply. Good luck.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No, no.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It is elk hunting season. I thought we'd get an expert on the line. That expert is Gary Lewis. He is the host of the television show Frontier Unlimited. He is also an author who has written multiple books, including a book about Bob Nosler called Going Ballistic that you've really got to read. Gary, welcome back to the show.
John Cruz, it's always good to hear your voice.
Well, why don't we start off, before we talk elk hunting, tell our listeners about this book.
Okay, it's called Born Ballistic, and it's the story of how Nosler stayed in business. And I always wanted to write a business book, and this is probably it. There's a lot of hunting and adventure stories in it, because that's what we do, but there's a lot of good, solid advice here. So if you have a sales organization or, a company with 20 guys out there making a living for you, hey, buy 20 copies of this book and distribute it out there to your guys, because they're all going to be better for it.
All right. And you can buy a copy, folks, at GaryLewisOutdoors.com if you're interested, along with several other books that Gary has written, too. Let's go ahead and talk elk hunting. It is early November. The elk, I presume, are going into the rut in many states. What's some advice that you would give for elk hunters in terms of things they should do and things they shouldn't do this time of year?
All right. So breeding season has been on for a while. The breeding season is still on, so that's something to know. A lot of people think it's over. It's not over. It's only over when the last cow goes out of estrus. And so when I look at November, I think breeding season is still on. There's things that you can do to play into that. That would be a whole hour's discussion. But November is the favorite time for me. If I'm going to hunt elk, it's November. That's going to be my prime time. I want snow, and you can't control how much or how little you get.
True.
What I really want is 2 or 3 inches. What I sometimes get is 2 or 3 feet. But you gotta hunt out there, bitter cold or not. I like to think in terms of there's hunt days and there's killing days. And you gotta know how to feel what's what. And when is the killing day? When you wake up in the morning, sometimes you just know. Okay? And when I plan a trip for elk, there's a key component that sticks in my head, and it's a number. It's 6.6 days. That's what, when I really did the research, that's what I came up with as to what it takes to be successful in the elk woods. You can get an elk on the first day or the last day of the season, but you got to spend 6.6 days on average to get your elk.
That is really an interesting statistic. I don't think most people gut it out that long.
Right. And if you have a 5-day season, like right now we got a season in Oregon starting, it's a 5-day season, you're already behind the eight ball if you don't scout for 2 days before the season starts.
So when you talk about the 6.6-day average, is that because most hunters, the first couple days, are actually scouting as much as they're hunting and trying to figure out where the elk are?
Yep, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. In snow, if you're tracking elk, one of the things that we sometimes do is we cow call while we're tracking. But that seems to be a 50-50 proposition, and I would do less of that now. At this point, because the elk are professionals at being tracked. Every single day of their lives, they're being tracked by something. And so they're always looking over their shoulders. They go walk out on a high point and look back. And so while you're looking down at tracks, they're looking at you, and then they know, okay, I'm being tracked, and then they keep on moving. And if you're cow calling, you're just educating them at that point. So be better at tracking and look to the spots where the elk are going to look back down on you from.
That is some really good advice I have never heard before, but I absolutely love that. It makes perfect sense.
I'm telling you, because I've learned this stuff, and every one of these things I'm saying brings pain in my heart. And the next one is camp close to where you're hunting. You know, the closer you can camp to where you're hunting, the more you're going to be in it. And then if you decide I'm going to leave at 6 in the morning, instead leave 10 minutes earlier, because every minute counts, and there's just more pain that I come up with when I remember the reason for that rule. Then another one, do you shoot the bear? Okay, so you got a bear tag in your pocket and you're hunting elk and you see a bear, do you shoot the bear? You got to answer that question long before you see the bear. And I think, to me, the answer is always yes.
Right.
Okay, but you got to resolve that for yourself before you hunt, because you know, you might have a chance to shoot a bear and say, well, I'm not going to because I'll scare the elk. Well, what it really comes down to is you may not scare the elk because the elk might not be there. And in other cases, the elk are there, but you're not going to scare them because they don't always get scared by gunshots.
Oh, interesting. And I guess the same thing goes with a cougar tag, too, if you're lucky enough to have one of those.
It is. It's the same thing. And I just say bear, but you could substitute coyote or cougar in that same thing. I always shoot the coyote. I always shoot the bear. I've never shot a cougar, but I always would if I got the chance.
All right. Let's go ahead and throw out something else in terms of another common mistake you see hunters make.
Oh, this is a pet peeve of mine. You got to have the best bullet that you can get. Don't go buy a bargain box of bullets or pull something out of grandpa's stash or whatever just because you're trying to save a dollar or save $20 or whatever. John Nosler designed a bullet that revolutionized big game hunting, okay? There's a lot of premium bullets on the market today. You don't have to buy a Nosler bullet, but you should buy a premium bullet because they kill better, they kill faster, they kill more humanely. And when you and I were growing up, people didn't commonly use high-quality bullets, even though, you know, there were some Nosler bullets available back then. They shot and they shot and they shot. And periodically, our hunting public forgets and goes back to buying the cheap box of bullets or buying the accurate bullet, which is not the same as the killing bullet.
So I get it.
I would say buy the best bullet you can get. Especially if you're hunting with a smaller caliber, like if you're hunting elk with a 7mm 08, man, get yourself a good bullet.
Great advice, as always, from Gary Lewis. This time about elk hunting. If you want to find out more about what's going on in the world of Gary Lewis, whether it be his podcast or his books or his television show, go to his website. You'll find it at GaryLewisOutdoors.com. That's GaryLewisOutdoors.com. Gary, thanks as always for sharing your information with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
We'll see you on the trail.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Hunting is conservation. At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we salute hunters for providing the majority of conservation funding across the U.S. Join us for our annual fundraising banquet to benefit wildlife and the mission of the RMEF.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got my favorite muskie guide on the line. That would be Stephen Paul. He's a muskie guide out of Tennessee, and he's also a lure designer. Not just any lure designer, but a lure designer who just won a major award for his new lure, the Titan Junior. Stephen, great to have you back on the show.
John, thank you so much. Always happy to speak with you. Yeah, it's really exciting. I've been in the lure design game here for the last few years, and we had the big Titan and the Titan Junior, and then obviously heard about what was happening there in Budapest.
Let's talk about the Titan and the Titan Junior. Really interesting looking lure, very innovative. Tell our listeners more about it.
Well, it's really systemic. The design process was systemic of just a need. I'm on the water over 300 days a year guiding, and, you know, dive and rise baits are a part of muskie fishing, always have been, always will be. But, you know, with a dive and rise bait, they're, you know, you can categorize them as a jerk bait, if you will. the design hadn't really changed in a long time, and with modern equipment, it was time to make jerkbaits easier to fish, right? So you take your weekend angler or somebody that's new to the game, a lot of that really wasn't within their grasp to start doing right off the bat. It would take a lot of experience, and came up with a design that really helped me while guiding to get people dialed in on jerkbait fishing quickly, where we didn't have to sit here and really have a ton of experience to fish it appropriately. So the design was just to facilitate something that was simple to use but still had that action that big predatory fish are looking for.
How does this jerkbait / dive and rise bait differ in terms of the retrieve from a typical jerkbait?
Well, with the dive and rise baits, there was a lot of tuning that went into place to get the right dive angle in the muskie world. So with the Titan, it self-corrects and it self-tunes, so there's no really tune. There's zero tuning you need to do. And so we're able to get different running depth by interchangeable weight systems. So that's what everybody's kind of freaking out on the Titan, is it comes with no weight, a 14-gram weight or a 20-gram weight, which changed his entire dive curve. So that takes all the guesswork out of how deep that lure is running. And then you can work that bait as simply as just turning the handle and then pausing, or with just jerks of the rod, and the bait self-tunes continually, so it's always running true.
Very interesting. And again, folks, you've got to check this out. What's the website folks should go to if they want to see it?
If you want to check out a Titan or a Titan Junior, that's going to be at the Muskie Shop. So muskieshop.com. If you're a Piker Muskie angler, you probably already know that one, but if you just want to check this bait out, muskieshop.com has the exclusives on these until the end of the year. And, you know, they're phenomenal. These are available in Europe at a few different retailers. So if you're in Germany or that market, like pikeshop.de, and if you have a place in the States, in North America, muskieshop.com.
And we should talk about that award you won in Europe. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, that was a neat experience. I got the invite to go to Budapest, obviously in Hungary, this early part of the summer. There's a F-Step show, which is basically ICAST of Europe. And so all the major manufacturers, all the distributors, all the companies, you know, from Japan to China and all points in between show up at that show. And they had nominated the Titan Junior for Bait of the Year, and we ended up taking home a prize. So it was a pretty staggering deal. I'd never been to Hungary, and I'd never won a award for a bait, so that was quite the week. It was pretty exciting. And just, you know, such a different design, I think, stands out. I think at a certain point, you know, people think it's all been done in fishing tackle, and there's a lot of room for innovation still, I believe.
You know, I look at this lure, and I know you designed it as a musky lure, but it seems to me that especially the Titan Junior would be very good as a bass lure, too.
It's happening already, and it happened in the prototype stages. So it was funny, the first fish that I caught on the Titan Junior, you know, obviously I was targeting muskies, and I ended up catching about a 7-pound largemouth. So
oh, my
the
gosh.
The first one I caught before I even got a muskie on it. And we had really good success with that for big largemouth and then big walleye. And so the Titan Junior has kind of a slow rise rate. When you pull it back and it's jerked or it's ripped down, it floats back up like a wounded bait fish with a slow, slow rise. So any predatory fish, big pike, have been eating that thing up. So it's sort of in that sweet spot for it would be a big bass bait or a big walleye bait, but a downsized muskie and pike bait. So it's in that sweet spot where you can pick up pretty much any big predator with it.
Another question for you. I mean, a jerk bait, clearly you jerk to get the movement that you want. Do you jerk this bait as well, or is it more of a stop and pause retrieve?
Well, that's the thing, is you can do both. So you can get a very kind of straightforward, erratic action by reel stop, reel stop, reel stop. You can do side sweeps of the rod or downward sweeps or downward taps of the rod, and you're going to get an action out of it. So the versatility is there. You know, depending on conditions. If I really am, like, working this thing fast, it was, like, the tools on a shallow cover or structure, I'll actually just rely on a high-speed reel, reel stop, reel stop, reel stop. It's far easier. But if I want to drive it down, you know, side sweep to the rod, maybe a 3-4 sweep, or 3-4 foot sweep of the rod, rip it down, then pick up the slack as it's floating up and repeat. So you have that versatility to really dial that presentation in for a quick up and down erratic action, or like long, plunging, sweepy, divey thing. So it's all on the table with that bait. It just depends on how you to want to manipulate the bait, if you will, whether it's rod or reel or a combination thereof.
All right. Well, folks, if you want an award-winning lure that'll catch muskie and bass and pike and walleye. Check out the Titan and the Titan Junior. The website to go to is muskieshop.com. That's muskieshop.com. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about fishing. You are a muskie guide in Tennessee. How have things been lately?
You know, it's been really good. It's been an odd weather year. I think a lot of people, regardless of what fish they're targeting, have noticed it's been very, very erratic weather-wise. When we get stability, the fishing's great. Just before we started rolling the show, I was saying we've just dealing with some heavy cold fronts coming through. So, you know, you got to stay ahead of these fronts and have a game plan. You know, fall's very interesting. We can have a shallow bite, and you can have a deep water bite, and a suspended bite during it all time. So keeping all your options open, being prepared to whether it be cast, color, jig on any given day, that's what's going to keep you in front of some big southern muskies.
You know, I've never asked. I know as a bass fisherman, when a cold front comes through, I generally will resort to finesse fishing as opposed to going after that reaction bite that's usually not there. What do you do as a muskie angler?
Well, it's funny. We were just talking about one bait, and buddy, do I have another one that comes out here shortly. So I have a bait called the Kraken. It'll be out here probably after the first year. Imagine, like bass tubes, this plastic, like, finesse tubes you would fish for bass.
Sure.
Imagine a 10-inch version of that that's half hard, half soft for muskies that suspend.
Interesting.
And it's taken me about 3 years to perfect that. And it is the most devastating presentation I've ever seen for negative and neutral muskies or pike. And so that's something I've relied on. There really wasn't anything on the market for a lot of years. We had, you know, glide bait, subsurface gliders for tough conditions, cold fronts, things of that nature. But the problem with muskies and pike is they'll go deep in a cold front. So you're counting baits down, you know, and you really had to be diligent. Okay, I need to count this bait down 10 feet. It just slowed the whole process down incredibly. We weren't able to cover water. And so I hope we have a solution for that a lot of people, you have to really pay attention to your electronics and you have to be prepared that you're not going to get a bunch of follows in any given day. You really need to rely on your structure knowledge and observing forage to really get dialed in where these fish are supposed to be and sort of trust your gut. And just pound small locations really thoroughly. Make sure you put it right in their face and hope you're going to get a reaction that's as positive as a muskie during a cold front.
That's Stephen Paul, folks. If you want to buy some of his lures, just go to muskieshop.com. And if you want to go fishing with him in Tennessee for muskie, go to TennesseeMuskieFishing.com. That's TennesseeMuskieFishing.com. Stephen, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, John. You're a legend. Much appreciated.
Been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at four set angles. Three premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety. And we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat, and then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for, like, veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
You know, I think it's really the same way that it helps the veterans, and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment, and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's just a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who is fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling in Serenity is going to have a booth there.
Yeah,
it's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks in Reeling in Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Friemski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family. It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info@reelinginserenity.org. you can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org. And if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this
pleasure.
With us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert, because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coatings.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
.org. K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Joe Biden's presidential campaign predicting a very close race 1 year from right now.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's reelection team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign, and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nation's employers showed their hiring in October, adding a modest 150,000 jobs. Economists say it's a sign the labor market may be cooling just a tad bit. Also at townhall.com, it is that time of the year once again tonight. Turn those clocks and wristwatches back 1 hour.
2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. local time when daylight savings ends and standard time begins and lasts until March 10th, except in Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona, which do not observe daylight saving time. In March last year, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act when the twice-a-year changes, but it stalled in the House. The bill was reintroduced by Senator Rubio in March this year, but it stalled in committee. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's 10-year-old daughter, one of the 19 children killed in that school shooting last year in Uvalde, Texas. Now she's getting her start in politics at the local level by running to become Uvalde's first ever female mayor. The election is set for Tuesday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ukraine's newly appointed head of defense industry says he wants to turn that country into a weapons hub for the West. Oleksandr Kamishian says 500 companies in Ukraine's defense ministry are contributing to the country's efforts to increase weapon production. Former President Barack Obama has been directing the Biden White House when it comes to artificial intelligence.
According to aides to both men, Obama's been meeting behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with top West Wing aides. Monday, Biden signed an executive order establishing government oversight of AI development.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Almost every major city in the U.S. allows drivers to make a turn on a right turn on red lights, but that might be changing. Officials say that's due to a rise in the number of accidents, leaving pedestrians dead. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. My correspondent John Scott says one state is taking a number of steps now to fight the war on drugs.
In Ohio, an epicenter of the opioid crisis, the state's Department of Commerce is taking a one-of-its-kind approach to aiding families financially impacted by addiction by educating financial advisors about substance abuse, how to spot it in their clients' finances, and what help is available. In the program, financial advisors are taught to look for certain signs. Those include large, unexpected withdrawals from their clients' accounts, late or missing payments on important bills, and recurring accidents or injuries. John Scott report.
Quite a day on Wall Street yesterday, ending up on a big bang for the entire week, really. Yesterday, the Dow was up 222 points. S&P 500 was ahead 41. NASDAQ up 184 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Feel better.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Afghan acting a little anxious? Are your Siamese behaving a bit too sassy? Does your Chihuahua have you totally crazy? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, truly try to understand your dog's or cat's behavior as well as they understand yours, if you're a bit confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first, yes, first and only, real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out how to resolve any issues your dog or cat may be having with you, or vice versa, they're digging, they're jumping, they're not using the litter box, they hate the new dog that moved in next door, you started dating someone new and your dog doesn't like him, your dog just peed on your favorite chair, you get the idea. That's what The Pet Show has been all about and is all about, helping helping you resolve any issues that you may be having, whatever behavioral issues you may be having with your dog or cat. By the way, if you happen to be new to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference, because here's why. Everyone that calls into the show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift, not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat. And again, if you're new to the show, not giving away biscuits here, many of the items I give away on the show are worth $30, $40, or even $50. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog's behavior, or as I always like to do, I love to hear from people that have recently adopted or rescued a dog or cat and telling me how great it's turned out. So if you have any questions or comments, or just want to share a great story and you get through to me, I will send you a great gift for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. And as I said, everyone that calls in with a question or a comment that gets to talk to me live today will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. All right, let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. You know, many behaviorists and many trainers suggest that ignoring your dog's bad behavior will often control those unwanted or negative behaviors. True or false? Should you ignore your dog when they're doing something wrong, or try to resolve the issue? I'll have the ultimate answer coming up a little bit later. Also coming up on today's show, veterinarians are warning pet guardians just like you about an unsuspecting but still very, very dangerous item that may be lurking in your backyard that you may not even be aware of. Also coming up, when you leave home, I love this story, when you leave home, who's more stressed, you or your pets? So do pet guardians suffer more with separation anxiety than their dogs and cats do when they're away? The answer, well, the answer may just surprise you. Also coming up, is the color of your cat's coat, is the color of your cat's coat linked to your cat's behavior? Interesting study that came out. They say that the color of your cat's coat can definitely be linked to the cat's behavior. Yes or no? I'll give you my opinion coming up a little bit later on today's show. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of super stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that dog you rescued isn't housebroken, your cat doesn't get along with the new cat that came into the house, your dog looks at everything around and says, hey, you know what? I might as well hump it. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Now, I spent a lot of time with my Molly and Willie. You all know Molly and Willie, my two rescue dogs. And I realized, not only by being with them, but people are saying to me, Warren, you know, every dog you've ever lived with takes on your personality. Some of these people have known me for a long time. Every cat you ever lived with takes on your personality. So, that's the question of the day. Do your dogs and your cats have your personality? Give me a call. Let me know. But I'm going to toss in another question as well. On my LA show, I was talking about having conversations with my pets. With all the craziness and insanity that's going on right now, all the nuts that's going on right now, do you talk to your dogs and cats? Do you have, I mean, literally full conversations with them? I'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As always, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. How about we start out with a phone call this morning and we go to Maria. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi.
I thank you for being so patient. I know you waited a long time on the LA show, but now I'm here and I'm all ears, Maria. What's up?
Awesome. That's so great. I have a male calico, and I know they're rare, and not many vets know much about them.
Yeah, most calicos, majority of calicos are females, of course, sure.
Right, right. And he is a year and 7 months. I think I got him when he was like 8 weeks old, so fairly early. And the lady I got him from, he was already neutered, so he's six. And he is just recently started marking the house everywhere. Couches, chairs, tables, just little tiny peas everywhere. And I'm not sure why.
Okay, that's the most important thing. We have to determine why all of a sudden he's starting. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Anything change in your home? New person, new boyfriend, new girlfriend, new kids, new husband, new wife, new furniture, new flooring, new housekeepers. Anything change in your house?
No.
Okay.
My son left for college.
Oh, there you go. Were they close?
No.
Okay. No, but let me ask you the next question. How long has this problem been going on?
Around when he left, around since August, maybe 4 months.
Okay, so listen.
July,
here's
August.
Something a lot of people don't, it's definitely related to your son leaving, and let me tell you why. Just because your son and the cat were not best friends doesn't mean that the cat did not accept him as part of the family. And in fact, even though he might not have been close with him, was really in close relationship with him beyond what we would normally think. So the fact that your son left and the fact that your son's scent is still in the house would be an exact cause why your cat would start marking territory. So my next question to you, Maria, is where is the cat marking?
Well, there's really no place he isn't marking. So in the living room, on the couches, in my son's bedroom, on his bed.
There you go. That's where your son's strongest scent is. That's where he's going to mark. Then he leaves marks around the house. By leaving marks, it's kind of what we call the Hansel and Gretel syndrome. By leaving that urine marking all around the house, in fact, what he's doing is leaving that marking so that your son will find his way back home. Kind of like, but they don't leave breadcrumbs, though, okay? They leave marking. So here's how we're going to resolve it. Number one is I need you to find out all the different places where the cat has gone. The best way to do that is get yourself one of those black lights everyone had in the 70s and 80s. Use that black light at night. It will point all the urine marking stains in the house. Clean them up with a stain and odor remover made specifically for pets. Most people clean with Mr. Clean, Top Job, whatever. All of those products contain ammonia. So by putting down any of those products, you're putting down the new odor from the cat's perspective of some other cat that urinated, and they're going to want to claim it again. So you want to use a stain and odor remover made specifically for dogs or cats with enzymes in it. So once you've found all those areas where the cat has gone, clean them up with that. Then what I want you to do is start spending more time. I want you to start spending more time in your son's bedroom with the cat. The more time you spend there, the better off we're going to be. Then what I'd like you to do is when the cat starts marking again, what I want you to do is clean it up in the areas where he marked, spend more time with him there, but take a couple of pieces of his kibble, whatever kind of food you feed him, place in the area where he marked. They're not going to want to mark where their scent is, so that would be beneficial as well. And lastly, but maybe beneficial also, you might want to try, there's a product on the market that you can plug into the wall, has pheromones in it. In some cases, that could be calming as well. So those are the things I would approach at this point and see if that doesn't make a difference for you. If not, you can always call me back. We'll go further. But I think that's probably what's causing the problem right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. You see,
I'm going to try everyone.
Well, good. It's, you know what? I'm going to do this. Maria, I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. When you're done reading it, let the cat read it, and I promise I'll stop peeing. 877-725-8255. I have a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to all your phone calls. But right now, I am going to brag a little bit. Why? Because the results are in. My own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and cats stay healthy and happy, and happy pets equal happy guardians. My Hugs and Kisses formula with lecithin and biotin will improve your dog or cat's skin and coat, much less shedding, hairballs just about gone, stronger bones, as well as prebiotics and probiotics for great digestion. And we now know, after all the research and studies, that humans and pets with a healthy gut are healthier overall, and with the combination of prebiotics feeding the probiotics, your pets will have that healthy gut. Plus, all the vitamins and minerals your pets need. There's no soy, there's There's no wheat. There's no corn. Of course, it's my product. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats 4-in-1. Now, here's the deal. They're available at Amazon.com, where they're a choice. They're available at Walmart.com, or you can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. We got a lot of people that want to talk to us. You want to call? Call my office. If we're not there, we'll get back to you. This is my office phone number, 1-800-430 and the word HUGS, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, one formula for dogs, one for cats, at Amazon, Walmart, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch as your dogs and cats improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Nebraska City, the City Council approved a $510,000 grant application through the Civic and Community Center Financing Fund for the Veterans Memorial Building and Creative District light poles. City Administrator Perry Mater said the Veterans Memorial Building roof and some solar panels were taken out of a previous grant proposal in the project to add 28 light poles in the Creative District. He said the cost of the project went from $1 million to $931,000 with a match of $465,000. Gloria Glover said the Veterans Memorial Building and the Creative District will have matching funds for the grant. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Have you been thinking about your home as an investment this whole time? If it's just another bill for you, do it the right way. If you've been stressed about paying back the massive loan you took out for it, it's not certain you'll sell it for more than what you paid for it. Don't become mortgage poor. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. If I get to talk to you today, I will send you a dog or cat. An amazing gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to Julie calling from Seaford, Delaware. Hey, Louie. Well, I said Julie. Hey, Louie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, thank you.
What's up?
We just got her. She's about a four-month-old Great Pyrenees puppy.
Great breed of dog. Super breed of dog. Great Pyrenees. I love them. Does she have those snow claws in the back, the double rear dew claws?
Set of dew claws. I only feel one.
You know, they're called snowshoes. You know what they were used for, right?
No.
It's one of the few breeds, the Briard. There's a couple of breeds that are allowed. The reason they were used is because the Great Pyrenees were used to carry contraband over the Pyrenees Mountains from Spain to France, and they had to negotiate in the snow, and that snowshoe, as it's called, helped them to navigate that snow. That's why they're one of the few breeds that do have those double rear dew claws. So anyway, what's your question for me?
She's getting better. She likes to jump up on you when you greet her. When you approach her from the front, she's doing better with sitting down, but she's still raising her paw and stuff. The biggest issue is like when you're walking away from her and she, you know, wants to follow you, she jumps up and grabs you by the back of the leg.
And what do you do with that? What do you do? But what do you do at that point, Louie?
I just tell, you know, stop and tell her no. I mean, I don't know what else to do, really.
Well, see, here's the big thing. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. So many people like yourself, and this is not a slight at all, so many people tend to focus on correcting the bad behavior rather taking the time to teach the good behavior. So, for example, when the dog is jumping up on you, whether it be from the back or the front, it makes no difference, and you're paying a lot of attention to her, knock it off, get down, leave me alone, you're bothering me. All of that, what you're doing in reality is reinforcing that behavior. The dog's been alive for 16 weeks. The jumping up is something that she did with the puppies in the litter. That's what they do with each other. So how do you resolve the jumping up, especially with a dog that's going to be as large as the Pyrenees? So what you need to do is, and I know it's a little bit of a pain in the butt, but every time she starts to jump, what you need to do is give her 5 minutes of basic training at that point. So instead of focusing on the jumping, no, 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 you're focusing on teaching her what she needs to respond to. So my recommendation is, especially with a four-month-old dog, I don't know if you're training the dog yourself or you have someone helping you out, but the bottom line is training at 4 months old is ideal. I start training at 8 weeks old, or at least socializing at 8 weeks old. So rather than focusing on the negative aspect of it, when the dog is jumping, that's the time to teach her what she should be doing by going to your basic commands. Because the more you correct her, just like a child, the more you yell at her, the more you correct her, the more you push her away, just like kids, dogs will respond to attention. They don't really care whether it's negative or positive. It's attention. So that's where we need to be at this point. That would be my recommendation for you, just doing some good, solid, basic training.
Okay, great.
Hey, Louie, don't go anywhere.
Try and get her to sit.
Yeah, but it's not a matter of trying. It's a matter of you should practice the, and then only this is what you need to do. It's a four-month-old dog. Your training session should be no more than 10 minutes at a time. And then you incorporate that in when she's actually jumping on you. Let me do this, Louie. Let's put Louie on hold. Louie, we're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks, and I promise you, if you follow my advice, the dog won't be jumping. It's going to take more than a couple of weeks. So basically, it takes 4 to 6 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks for the book to get there. But in the meantime, Louie, I'm going to recommend two things. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. There's a great video there. It's all free. Subscribe anyway on jumping. Or go to my website. There's a great article I wrote on jumping also, and that's thepetshow.com. So check out thepetshow.com or go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call here at The Pet Show. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls in will get a fabulous gift, not for you, but for your beautiful dog. 877-725-8255. Great time to call me. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Bow, 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 Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAVeterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAVeterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. and success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.com/JOY.
Save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse.
That's exactly what the world needs. We need some more Mighty Mice, Mighty Mice. We're back on the Pet Show on Moore and X. And by the way, it was one of my favorite shows growing up, watching every Saturday morning. I got a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior. Want to share a great story? I always like to hear from people that have recently adopted a dog or a cat, maybe a senior dog or a senior cat. And one of the reasons I love to hear from you guys is because your call to me may encourage another person to go out and do exactly that. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in with a question or a comment or a story, everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and gets to talk to me live, will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items worth as much as $30, $40, even $50. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Today's show, I'll be giving away Lucy pet food. I'll be giving away copies of my best-selling books. I've already given away a few. Hemp seed oil, those amazing air horns. And every time I send an air horn out, I get an email back or a text back saying thank you, what a difference it made. I'll also be giving away some of those T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright. Arthrosuit Gold, an amazing product to keep your dog's hips and joints and your cat's hips and joints in the best shape ever. Some all-natural herbal flea spray as well. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Hey, I want to talk about this for a second. Interestingly enough, some research came out that said that dogs don't nearly have the emotions that people have. So here's my point. I believe, now I may be eccentric, you guys listened to me for the last 43 years, so you know I'm eccentric. I believe that dogs have very, very similar emotional intelligence as people do. Tolerance, forgiveness, fairness, selflessness, and altruism. Am I crazy, or do you believe, like I do, that dogs have emotional intelligence? I'd love to hear from you. If you call and we get to talk, I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. You know, it's interesting because on my Los Angeles show, we're just saturated with phone calls. And one of the items I talked about was, you hear me often talk to people that call up, and I recommend that they get cardboard boxes and they put one on top of the other for their cats because cats love cardboard boxes. So the question came up to me this week, Warren, why is it in fact that cats do like cardboard boxes? And I figured I'd share it with you. Here's the reason. Cats like cardboard boxes because, if you have a cat, listen to me, because they are ambush predators. Ambush predators, which means they like to catch their prey by stealth. They will quietly stalk the prey till the right moment, then ambush it. How many times have you noticed that your cat was in a box, you walked by, and all of a sudden that little head popped out and he was ready to go? So, yeah, that's just one of the reasons why cats like boxes. It gives them that place to hide and ambush, but it also makes them feel comfortable because it's kind of like a hiding place from some of their predators as well. So that's just one of the reasons that they do that. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Let me share this with you, and then I'll get to some phone calls, I promise. Came across an interesting article this week, and it was something that I wasn't even aware of. Veterinarians are now warning pet guardians about unsuspecting danger that could be lurking in your yard. I'd love to hear from you guys on this as well. People with artificial turf were advised to be extra careful when taking their cats and dogs outdoors, since the superheated surface can burn your dog or cat's paws. If you have artificial grass in your garden, this will heat up very quickly if under direct sunlight, and so should be treated with the same caution as with hot pavement. Now, natural grass stays much cooler than artificial turf. However, listen to this. According to this study, one of the major concerns was, as I said, was burning. But now they say if you're going to be using that turf in your yard, what you should do is make sure you get high-quality artificial turf, which has heat-resistant materials. Who knew? I didn't know. Artificial, high-quality, make sure you check with whoever's going to do it, heat-resistant materials, and also try to install it in a shady area. I think that's really important. I was unaware of it. You know, a lot of my listeners call, oh, we put artificial turf in. There's all these companies that go around saying, oh, we got artificial turf for our dogs, and we put that in the backyard, and we sell it to you. And I think it's a great idea if people want to use it. But, again, the bottom line is I was not aware, but that stuff can really heat up fast and can burn your dog or cat's paw. So I want you to be really conscientious about that as well. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. There was an interesting story I'm going to talk about in a little bit. Most cats don't like water because they – and why do most cats not like water? Can anyone tell me why they think cats don't like water? Well, I'm going to tell you, and then you see if I'm right. Most cats don't like water because they had no reason to be around water. Cats are descendants of desert-dwelling animals who hunted land-based animals such as mice and birds. Most of the cat's water intake came from the food they ate, not from drinking. Cats also do not need to clean themselves in water as they groom themselves to remove dirt, debris, and food residue. Now, not all cats dislike water. There are two breeds of cats that absolutely love water. Can you guess what they are? Two breeds of cats that absolutely love water. I'll give you that answer coming up in a little bit. But I don't want you to buy that 100% because what I had on my California show is someone said to me, listen, I have this kind of cat, not one of the two breeds that loves water, and the cat loves to be in the rain and loves to take baths. So we're going to find out. Anyone out there have a cat that loves water? I'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I'm going to take a break in a minute. Steve, after the break, I want to get to your call, so I want to spend some time with you. Steve has an adopted 10-year-old female Sheltie that's untrained, limited social skills. Love you right off the bat. We'll talk about you. We got Anella calling from Maui. Great time to give me a call. I got open lines, which is pretty rare. The phone number is 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my books, hemp seed oil, lots of great stuff to give away. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me in the show today will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Yes, for your dog or cat, not for you. Also coming up in just a little bit. So when you leave your dog or cat, you know how many calls, you listen to the show, you know how many calls I get about separation anxiety when people leave their dogs and cats have this separation anxiety? Well, the question came up, who has more separation anxiety, the dog or cat being left at home or the human being leaving their dog or cat at home? I think you're going to find that real interesting. Do you feel anxious when you leave your pets? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me do this. Let me take a break. Steve, you're up next. Then we got Anelia calling from Maui. We got Mona calling from beautiful Bullhead City, Arizona. I love Bullhead City. Just love the name of that town. We'll get to all your calls right after this. A quick break and then right back at you. You know, for many, many years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Formers for Life pet food. And people often say, hey, Warren, there are so many different brands of pet food out there. Why do you recommend Lucy Pet Food? A couple of reasons. Number one, let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog or cat food is made? You don't. Do you know who manufactures your dog or cat food? Probably not. Do you know how much dog and cat food is manufactured? Just a few plants around the country that make 50, 60 different brands? No. Let me tell you about Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food and my good friend and their CEO, Joey Herrick, have their own manufacturing plant right here in Southern California. They have their own laboratory testing every ingredient as it comes in. And most important to me is the passion of Joey and the passion of the people at Lucy Pet are absolutely incredible. They care as much about your dogs as you do with that incredible probiotic bacteria and prebiotic formula. But here's a listener. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food. I want you to listen carefully.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, these are the stories I hear all the time. If you have a dog or cat and you want to keep them healthy and happy, then Lucy Pet Food should be in your cupboard. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. You can purchase the kitty lickies, the Lucy dry food for your dog, the Lucy wet food for your dog, dry food, wet food for your cat, their dog food rolls, their treats. Go to lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35 there, and shipping will be free. So check out lucypetproducts.com today. Your dogs will love you, and your cats will love you even more than they already do. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah. Hey, you can do it in your house, yeah.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org, sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I could talk to the animals, just imagine it.
Best conversations I ever had. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren. Next time, the phones are jam-packed. Steve, Vanilla, Mona, Tom, Charlene, don't go anywhere. We got plenty of time to get to your calls. If I don't get to you this hour, I'll get to you next hour, but I got plenty of time. Before we do that, though, and I know, Tom, I want to get to you in a little bit later, but before we do that, you heard me talk about the fact that most cats don't like water, and I said there are two breeds that specifically love water. What are those two breeds of cats that absolutely adore water? They are the Turkish Van, one of my favorite breeds, and the Bengal. They both like water more than other cats, but there are other breeds that also are individual cats. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, Tom, but right now, let's go to Mona. She's been holding on longest. Then we'll go to Steve. Hey, Mona, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Well, thank you.
What can I do for you, Mona?
We are usually a cat family, but we adopted a Chiweenie dog.
Chiweenie is, for those people who don't know, it's a Chihuahua Dachshund combination. Chiweenie.
Yeah, exactly. She's just going to be a year old in January, and I didn't know that. I thought she was older. But this little girl, she's on everything, so what do I do?
Okay, are you having a little double trouble hearing? So let me just ask you a quick question, then I'll respond. Have you had the dog since it was a puppy?
No, we just got it like 4 months ago.
Okay, let me tell you what's going on here, okay? Chewing, from a dog's perspective, is like a person scratching their head, cracking their knuckles, smoking a cigar, whatever they need to do. It's a way of alleviating anxiety. So when a dog chews, that's probably why he's chewing. Now, there are many different reasons why a dog would chew. They might chew if they're not getting enough exercise. They might chew if they're bored. They might chew if they have something called pica, which is kind of rare. Most of the foods in this country are pretty decent. So those are the basic reasons. Now, if it was a puppy, it might be chewing because it was teething, but don't rule out the fact that that's still not part of the problem. Many of the hundreds and hundreds of dogs I work with at a year old or even 2 years old that were rescued and saved, and bless you for doing that, most of them that are teething when they're older simply means they're going through what we call a latent psychological teething stage. To put that into perspective, it means that they never were able to get out of the early teething when they started. They were never told properly. For example, if it was a child, you give it a frozen teething ring. If it's a puppy, you give it a frozen toy. You give it exercise. So getting to your question specifically, number one, what I would do is I would absolutely increase the amount of exercise the puppy is getting right off the bat. That's number one. Number two, don't overreact to the chewing. I'm assuming the teeth and gums are in good shape. Don't overreact to the chewing. What I want you to do is make sure that in the house you rotate the toys consistently. Simply means put down six on Monday, pick them up on Tuesday, put new ones down. On Wednesday, put the old ones back down, pick the new ones up. Keep rotating the toys. Increase the exercise factor. That's how you resolve a chewing problem. If you start yelling and stop it, knock it off, you're driving me crazy, that's only going to reinforce the behavior because the dog's already chewing because she's anxious and nervous. So all I want you to do is follow my advice, some good basic training, calm her down a little bit. What I'm going to do, Mona, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you also a copy. I'm going to send books away today. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Read the chapter on chewing. But in the interim, the book might take 6 to 8 weeks to get there. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. It's free. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/WarrenX. It's free. There are great videos and articles there specifically on the older dog that's going through latent psychological teething or chewing. It'll help you resolve the problem, I promise. It's not that big a problem to resolve. It sounds to me, going from one home to another at that age, it's anxious and nervousness that's causing the dog to chew at this point. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. The phones are jam-packed, but that doesn't mean anything. We got a whole other hour to go. So Steve in Delaware don't go anywhere. Anella in Maui don't go anywhere. Tom in Dover don't go anywhere. Charlene in Michigan don't go anywhere. We'll get to all your calls, I promise. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I want you to listen carefully. Here's a group that needs your help, and I endorse 100%. How would you like to know that every single time you made a donation, you could change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, thrown out of cars in the forest, in the streets, in the cities? Isn't that something? Isn't that a legacy? Of course it's a legacy you'd want to leave behind. For over 43 years, Delta Rescue, an amazing group, Delta Rescue, my good friend Leo Grillo, could never do the work they do every single day without my listeners like you and your generous support. And I want you to listen to this next line. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care. No one else does that. They provide lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta, by the way, is the group I believe that deserves your dollars. That's why I've decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now. Avoid fundraising, of course, and provide some tax benefits for you. By the way, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, hard at work, going directly to the animals. But I get it. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, and you may not be, every donation, big, small, medium, I don't care, every donation, every one, a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses happy, safe, loved for the first time in their life. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the stories on these individual throwaway pets and how they were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or to make a donation. Log on to DeltaRescue.org or text them directly to dogs at 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And we are back on the Pet Show. Here's the deal. We got like 30 seconds before I got a break for the top of the hour, just for a couple of minutes. When we come back, Steve, Anella, Tom, Charlene, we'll get the phones jammed. I'll get to all your calls, I promise. Even if I have to get rid of some of my topics. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. A quick break, then right back to all your questions. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Yeah, he's my best friend. La, 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 la.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.